Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by ETC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Click, KFC, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Sun Oil Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
And good afternoon, good day, good evening. TGIF Friday. My name is Pearly in the house. This is Talking Heads on Guardian Radio, filling today for Naughty. I guess after yesterday, Naughty and I say, Pearly, you got to come back and carry this topic into one more day and see how we could bring some semblance of sense to what's going on in our good country. I have two interesting guests, one beautiful, one ain't too bad looking for himself, and two people I've known for a while. I'll introduce them to you in a second, but let's just take a quick look. I was happening in the Guardian this morning, and just looking at this, woman shot dead, boy too critically injured. Mixed views on bail as legal air opens. Lawmakers urged to act on crime. Hey, no need to amend bail act. You see what this front page got today? Business section today, let's PM tours Renaissance at Carmichael. The development involves the construction of 200 homes. Prime Minister, this is about ensuring more Bahamian families have a place to call their own. Crowdfunding company will be awaiting full regulatory approval. Government commands removal of mortgage indemnity stipulations. And Bahamians must become shareholders, and FDI project says, bo. But the front page, I got it one more time. Woman shot dead. Mixed views on bail. Lawmakers urged to act on crime. AG, no need to amend bail act. Man, it would have been nice to see an opening ceremony or something, or somebody succeeding in some person making a... It's anything in the papers other than this crime. But that's what's making news, and that's what's going on. And that ain't a good thing to have. And yesterday we had a show that got really hot. My good friend Anton and I got into it. But we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. But let's get to our guests. My first guest is a singer, radio talk show host, author, playwright as well. A lady of all talents. Beautiful young lady. A civil activist and a person who dearly loves her country and wants to see better for her country. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talking Heads. Tada Barros, how you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm well, thanks. Considering. Yes, sir.
I know what you mean, considering. My next guest, I've known him for a little while now, and I met him through Naughty, through his baseball camp in Pinewood. We had some other meetings on other sides of the table we ain't gonna talk about today. But I want to welcome... activist as well, a concerned citizen, a young man that loves his country and is passionate about what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Jared Davil.
Hey.
How you doing, brother?
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me, Earl. I appreciate your hospitality every time.
Every time, brother.
And about those spots, right? Naughty really has a way of entertaining the crowd, right?
Yeah.
That was a wonderful comedy show.
Yeah, yes, it was. Yes, we got it. And I think he's looking at doing one again later this year.
Yeah, it was a Valentine's event, right?
Yes.
Right, coming up again,
yeah,
right?
We're talking about it.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Hey.
Just before we get into what we're going to talk about, I haven't seen you since November.
How do you remember exactly when it was?
I remember exactly because I was pulling for a Get B2.
Oh, okay.
How was that experience?
But in November? Oh, you're talking about...
Yeah.
Oh, shooks. Yeah. I feel like so long ago.
I know.
The experience was worthwhile. I was able to see about 100 people door to door. I met children. We hosted little demonstrations for child protection on one of the porches. We threw around some footballs with some Miami Dolphin fans who were constituents. I decided, instead of like stressing myself out, just take my time and actually have meaningful interactions with the constituents. And I met 100 people who I think all have a desire to see better in this country. They just probably don't understand what the proper vehicle might be. And you can't compete against the two major powers when it comes to spending power, publicity power, name recognition.
And that's not just here. That's everywhere around the world, I guess. I know you ran in Elizabeth before, right?
In 2017,
so I ran. What, just quick, and we'll get into what we come to talk about. How do you compare running in West Grand Bahama and Bimini to running in Elizabeth? Is there a big comparison, or is there pretty much similarities?
Logistically, Elizabeth had about this, just a little bit less number of constituents, about 5,000 constituents in the Elizabeth constituency. That's through Sandilands Village, Prince Charles, Elizabeth Estates, Yamacraw Beach Estates, et cetera. So it was, you know, the same layout in terms of how many people resided there. But I had a year and a half, because I was the first announced candidacy in November of 2015 to walk around and meet people versus 3 weeks to meet those in West Grand Bahama. But the overarching sentiment is that we need something different, but we just don't know exactly how to achieve that something different. And we can't take a risk on, you know, you just can't take a risk. People, like, and when I ran in 2017, said they wanted to vote for me sincerely, but they didn't want to risk splitting the vote. So, you know, the Christie administration was in at that time, and I think there was a certain, like, that's when crime really took off, even though the Christie administration had campaigned on Ingram's murder rate the year before, you know, the year.
The big banners, 489 murders.
So, it's we're in a weird stage. I think we're in the growing pain stage where we're going to see a lot get worse in terms of we've seen so much child crimes against children and rapes and murders and all these sorts of things happening. But I do see a light at the end of the tunnel. We just need to keep those of us who are organizations and civil society and groups that are doing our thing, the mentorship and the sports programs like with Gerard is leading. Those things, if we didn't have them, this place would be shot to hell. We think it's bad now. Imagine if we didn't have the Bahamas Crisis Center. What would we be doing with people who experience the things that they experience on a day-to-day basis? And they've been around for over 40 years.
I know.
So something got to give. It's just, you know, I always say there are a few ways you could contribute, because that's a lot of times people ask, well, how can I contribute? Your vote matters.
It sure does.
Your voice matters. So if you have the ability and capacity to come out and protest or join a demonstration for a cause you believe in, do that. If you don't have that capacity but you have funds and you want to donate to an organization that you believe in, do that. If you ain't got no money and you don't want to go on Bay Street, sit at your computer, go to the organization website, look at their posts, like, comment, share. There's so many ways.
Yeah, that's true. And 10 murders in 12 days. And we have, you would get up and you'd hear murder, oh, this young man was shot, that young man was shot. Now you're hearing girls, underage girls are shot, grandmothers, little children, toddlers. What's going on? Where are we at with this? You know, in the calls yesterday, we can say that the FNM government gave you a shot spotter, your surveillance cameras, the PLP is giving you more vehicles, more manpower, more equipment, and everything you need to work with. So we, far as I'm concerned, we should have everything we need to do the job. Why is it not working, or is it? And you know, some people are saying it's the police. Some people are saying it's civil. It's the people that not, they know what's going on in the society. They know who's doing these things, and they're just waiting until it hit them before they're ready to call the police. You hate the police until you need them. Where we at right now? What we need to be doing?
Well, I'd say this, right? Everybody as a citizen has a responsibility to do their job, because the problems are so many, right? It's hard for you as a politician, as an NGO, to try to tackle all of the problems, because your problems in the police force with corruption, not all of the police are bad, but you know there are bad apples. You have problems in the communities. Parents are absent from the home for various reasons. Some are just for them to try to make a living for their kids. And so you have kids growing up themselves, so you need more people inside the community. You have the average students leading packs of men. You look at the gang leaders inside our societies, these are the average persons giving other persons commands. So you can understand why we would have such a vast problem, a systemic problem inside our society.
Are you saying the average, because that's what the saying is? Because I know of young men that I tried to mentor, tried to talk to at 10, 11, 12-year-olds, and seeing their report cards, I had about 5 young men I used to try to talk to. And when I take the 5 of those young men's report card and they add it to 1 point,
well,
I'm trying to figure out how you're getting D and F and PE.
Well, yeah, right. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you look at the leaders, right, and you look at their track history with doing crime in the government, you would understand that they attended little school.
But these kids, they're going to school. They ain't doing nothing in school.
I'm talking about the gang leaders. So the persons giving the commands.
Okay.
Not the tribal set, not the persons that are following the commands.
The bosses.
The bosses. Mm. These are the persons that are leaders of this next generation, because they are giving the young men instructions on what to do. And then you also have young men that don't have fathers inside the home, that lack the emotional capacity to deal with rejection, to deal with hurt, to deal with disappointment. And nobody is giving them the correct information when it comes to managing their emotions. Persons are still making it seem that men aren't supposed to cry, that men are supposed to be this tough figure that has to respond with violence. And we have to destroy that narrative. But how do we do that, right? By saying that a person who shows his emotion as a male is soft, or, you know, culturally we have our terms when we talk to men, right? We call them sassy, right? And so it takes away from the other side of a man, right? Because the other side of a man has X and Y. Every man have a little bit of woman in him, right? And so if you deny that...
Congratulations.
Well, if you...
you're welcome.
Well, if you deny that portion of existence, then you deny the whole man. And so now when we talk about males regulating their emotions towards females, why, when a woman no longer wants to be with you, the result is that you want to inflict bodily harm. Why isn't it that you have the correct mentors? Why hasn't society provided them the mentorship to say, hey, look here, brother, that happened to me too. Let's go to the strip club. Let's go to the strip club.
How about church?
I mean, let's
pick
be
a poison. Pick a poison.
Right.
Well,
let me hear what you have to say on that. I mean, because this making plenty sense to me.
Well, I agree 100%. Ian Strawn, Dr. Ian Strawn of the University of Bahamas, has a documentary called Eyes Man, and he speaks about how the same thing you're saying, Gerard, men are not allowed to cry. Men who achieve high academic standards are called punks, and so you look down on men for doing things that they should, as human beings, be able to do, and even in some cases be rewarded for doing. Instead, somehow our culture told us that these things ain't cool.
Yeah. Well,
that's because you said the high academic standards. My son, first year in St. Augustine's, brought a 3.8 something GPA. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but wait, why are you getting B in English and Lit? And his response to me at the time is, Daddy, I could easy be a 4.0, you know. Mm-hmm. But you know how they can look at me, but they can call me?
Wow.
And I'm like, don't worry about that, because I promise you, at graduation, they can say, oh, that's the Thompson boy who got all them awards. Mm-hmm. That's the Thompson boy who going off to college. So you have to decide the balance.
Well, you know? I have a contradictory view on it.
Okay.
Right? And my view is that men do everything inside this world for the attraction of a female. So you get male behaviors because it attracts a female.
Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
Right.
Or attract somebody, isn't that what we're supposed to do?
So when you say that he doesn't want to be referred to as this and that type of person, I really look at it as that Well, when you look at the females and they singing, she want a bad man, she want a gunman, why is it that I want to go to academics when I want that lady? And this is what she wants.
But all of these things are like, we need therapy. Like,
yeah,
we
that's need what I'm saying. It takes everybody.
I know.
If a certain set of women say, we want a bad man, okay, why is that?
Why?
You know, and do you realize that bad sometimes turns into criminal, and is that something you stand for? And,
I've seen accountants twerk that she wants a bad man. It doesn't sound right.
They might not believe it. They might like
no,
it.
No, that means just the music. I mean, that's just the song.
No, do not relegate it. No, I'm not saying some are not like that.
I don't want to put it across the board and say all of it.
If you hear lyrics that is unappeasing to your soul, you would not tolerate it.
Sometimes.
Some people say it's the beat, the rhythm.
The beat, the rhythm.
That moves them more than the lyrics.
Yeah, I'm more moved by music, the sound.
The sound.
And I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, right? But if you were to hear a certain type of lyrics playing that offended you, you would not listen.
Okay. Point. Certain people, yeah.
Yeah.
And then KB did his I Want a Tug and all these things. So there must be something to it. There are certain sect of people who this must apply to. I'm not going to say it's the majority now.
I don't want to put it solely on the women because it's unfair, because it's very systemic. But I know what can be the catalyst for change. If women were to say, guess what? Hey, I don't want that type of man. If you're carrying a gun, and if you ain't working, and if you ain't trying to get a trade, or if you can't lay up on the side of me.
Facts.
Right? And you would see a drastic shift, because all of the men who thought they could have gotten women by doing negative behavior would have to conform.
Facts.
But if the only men you're exposed to are the thugs, you live in true McCullough Corner, you live in true somewhere in Baintown, Grandstand, Chippenham, somewhere in Fox Hill, Kemp Road, Nassau Village. You only see thugs around you all the time. That's all you know.
No, sir. Historically, women date up, right? Women never date right there in their bracket. Historically, that is proven. Only men date right where they're at, right? So if a woman comes from a color corner, chances is maybe when she was young, right, and naive, and that's all she knew. But as soon as she sees the world, she's going to go up. She isn't going to stay there, right? But the problem is that the men, right, The problem is not women going out there committing violence.
But you're seeing some of that happen now.
Really,
we're talking
right?
about the vast majority.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
The problem is with the men. So how do we cordon the men into control, right? Women control men. Let's don't get around this.
All
right?
For the prize.
Right? Women control men. So if women do a better job at setting the framework in which a man should be able to operate and still be in a life, then men would have to conform.
But hold on, let me say this. And this is this purely view now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one of the major problems in our society is too many men are raising little boys and not teaching them how to be men.
Too many women
are raising little boys and trying to teach them how to be men.
Well,
men are not, they're making babies and they're not there for their sons. They're not teaching them how to be a man.
And so that is very...
And when I say a man, I mean to be a responsible person, to be a responsible male, a responsible human being.
That is unfair to a solution-oriented objective.
You think I wrote it down?
Right. I think it's unfair. Because women sometimes are duped, right? A woman doesn't want to be a single mother, right?
No.
So if you have women...
I'm not blaming the woman.
I think it's a sweeping generalization that we should avoid, but there obviously is merit to it in some instances. We just don't know that... We don't have the data to prove
exactly
to what extent that is actually the case. But if you really look at the data from the 1970s, I think 70% are there about... we had started to see single parent homes emerging. That's what, 40 years ago? 50 years ago?
So this
ain't a new thing.
I think it's about 65% of all households are run by a single, by a woman.
That's the grandparents now.
No, that's pretty much, I think that number's still holding right now.
No, 50 years ago, that's the grandparents.
No, I agree.
This is why, right, if you look at it right now, your generation probably could have gotten away because your grandparents stayed at home.
My grandmothers, both my grandmothers, this generation,
the grandmothers are still working, are still going out, because the grandmothers are still young. So now, who is there in the home? I'm doing a program, right? Mentoring some boys, and the guy, he told me, he said,
coming to you right now, Carla. Go ahead.
I can't, because I'm teaching them about entrepreneurship.
Uh-huh.
And I asked everybody to come and raise $50 by a certain date. And he says, well, I can't do it because after school, I have to go and pick up my little sister and I have to watch her. And, my mommy doesn't get home until a certain time. So I can't monetize my time.
Wow.
And I said, how old are you? 14.
Wow.
Right? That's a big burden for a 14-year-old.
Gerard, let's take this caller. Call you on there.
Hello. What's up, man? It's Petersburg caller. What's happening?
How you doing, St. Petersburg? All is well?
Man, just chilling. Man, all is well. Look here. Women love bad man. Most of these women nowadays, they don't want a 9-to-5 guy. They want a guy who, they all talking about, I do this good job. I don't smoke drugs. I don't do drugs, but yet you sleep in a lane for the drug dealer. So these women love bad. They don't want a 9-to-5 guys, man. That's why these kids are there. A lot of them right now, in America right now, they give these ladies welfare and all the stuff, and they don't come. I don't want them, man, because the government take care. If they take care of welfare for a lot of these women, then you see how much deadbeat women are. They live off the system. They don't want no good. They don't want, like I said, they don't want a 9-to-5.
I got you.
All right, man.
Okay, thank you, man. Easier.
I have three things.
Go ahead.
Because that's to some extent, again, I said, this is true. But if you look at something that I believe to be a even deeper-rooted, more widespread issue,
mm-hmm.
it's called income inequality.
Ah.
And, we have a major issue here. We have the highest rate of income inequality in the region.
Uh-huh. We do.
And people that are not able to earn a decent wage sometimes are forced to consider alternative means of income.
Yes.
And that might lead to them entering a criminal lifestyle.
Yes.
So how do we look at something like that, Gerard?
Well, I could say this, right? And I have a very different view on this. So we did a good job pushing for women's rights. We didn't think about how it would negatively affect men.
When are you talking about? In the 60s?
This is interesting.
Right.
When did we do a good job of pushing for women's rights? Because I don't know what you're talking
about. We advanced women's rights to the point now that gender equality is an international issue. Right? Gender equality takes over from racism, right? Even from what the blacks were trying to do, right, down in America, right?
I'm listening.
So what happened is that you didn't take in cultural and social appreciations for jobs. So when women had jobs that were associated for being a woman, such as seamstress, secretary, executive assistant. And then now you advance them the right to get 50% of the male jobs as well for gender equality.
What are the male jobs?
It's you.
That's so much too.
Construction and stuff?
Construction, general executive positions, the higher, because...
Oh,
that was the stereotype of the male
job. Right, we knew these things. This is why we pushed for gender equality. This was the basis of gender equality.
Because the men, it was perceived that a man should be in charge.
Yeah.
A man should do this, a man should do that, and a woman should be that. So right. Now that the women equally as qualified, or even academically as qualified...
But now, what do the men have to do now? Because that means that...
What's wrong with a man being an executive assistant?
No.
Or a receptionist.
Or a receptionist. Yeah. I did that one summer. That was fun.
One second. Uh-huh. There is nothing wrong with a man doing it.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that 50% of the typical male jobs are now unavailable for them.
Because they don't have the education?
No, because we push for gender equality.
Okay. I don't know who this we is, because I remember in 2016 when the gender equality mm-hmm. referendum failed. So
I got you there. Calling you on the air. Mm-hmm. How you doing?
Everything good. Yeah, I agree with the young man earlier. When you said that a lot of these people growing up, kids growing up with their mother and everything and all that. These days and time now, I don't think right now these kids them growing up with their mother and everything and all that now because there's no one in the house no more. Like the gentleman said, we had auntie, we had uncle. Because I grew up with no old man. And I don't got the majority of the guys who I grew up with, they didn't grow up with no old man. They grew up with their mother, and all of them is doing good. So it ain't got nothing to do with the mother and the daddy. Because sometimes I know guys who grew up with their mother and daddy. Some of them in jail and some of them being in jail.
True.
And some of them being off and on, grew up with their mother and daddy.
We can argue all the points. We can find differentiations to all the points. I agree.
There was some pastors, even the pastors.
Yeah.
Grew up with good school and everything and all that. They were getting always in trouble. So it's not that. These days, I had auntie, you know who used to beat me? I had a cousin who used to beat me. I never used to watch TV. See, you got to realize this now. You kids them these days in time, but along once they get their job now, they want to move out their homes. They don't want to listen to mommy. Listen, you know, when I had to move my house when I was 18, 19, and 20. These kids are moving out right when they come to school. So, and you know what I mean? And a lot of rules around, we couldn't bring no woman, no girls from there, no phone calls, so a lot of things I had to deal with. Mm-hmm. These kids them now, they have to go because, like you say, the grandmother them is young. Some of them grandmothers 50 something years old. My mother died when she was 84 years old, like 45.
Okay.
And what it is now that no one to watch the kids, them, everyone have to wait. The system changed now where people have to go to work now. And you know who's bringing up the kids? The laptops, YouTube, Facebook. That's who's bringing up the kids now because no one else to watch them. So they buy them tablets and give them the kids them the tablets so they can watch themselves.
And they put on Coco Melon and Rachel.
That's correct, and Roadblock now and all that. And you said summertime, you had to watch Scorch, man. Summer, man, I glad in the 80s. I born in 78. Them years, man, when I was growing up, was good, man. I had a lot of family members around now. Me personally, my daughter, I see her now. She don't really have no one to play with. I have to play with her, play games and doing all that with her. Because in her era now, that she don't have no one. You know what I mean? And then you got to realize, too, a lot of Bahamian women don't want to have no more kids with that. So the family would be back in the issues. I had a lot of kids around, but now only like you know these girls, they ain't really having that much kids. Even when they marry, they don't even have kids.
Okay.
So the population is getting weaker. You know.
All right. I hear you.
Yes. Yeah. All right then.
Thank you, brother. Bless. Take this next call and we can take a quick. We haven't taken a break yet. Let's take this quick call and we take a break. Callie on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Curly.
What's up, bro?
Everything cool. What's my boy last name missing there now?
Brother Darvall. Them Long Island people name, you know.
That's right. Mr. Darvall.
Hey.
You have any plans? Pop here. Good afternoon to everybody.
You know Papa. I'm from your area, eh?
Hey, what's happening, Papa?
You from my area?
Pinewood.
You from Pinewood?
Well, I from Nassau.
Same. All right, is one, man.
Yeah, kind of one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I respect Mr. Darvall. Mr. Darvall, do you have any interest in maybe going to represent your community or constituency in the next election? Not really?
Man, I represent my community right now.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
Right.
But, you know, if you could get inside the parliament, you know, I appreciate
parliament that. Isn't it, right?
No.
Let me, all right. So, we've seen already that every time somebody has a good idea, a good something, once they get into parliament, parliament restricts them. Parliament constricts them because their language was one thing before. And once they got into the system and they realized what they can't do and the strenuous process of our politicized, the political nature mm-hmm. of our public service, right? So you can't even approach this without even saying, like, look here, our public service is heavily politicized.
Maybe if you don't go with them parties and you go independent. Or
that doesn't work.
Not in this country.
This is a Westminster system,
yeah,
right?
But
I show
you. Even if you're independent, then you're still getting
I can show you what does work. Right? When you have unions, when you have a super PAC, when you have people that can come together in unity and represent a strong voting bloc, and then you can be able to demand changes.
Passion, seriously.
Right?
When you have real local government
thanks
and
for
the capital.
Yeah, I will leave this with you all if it's possible, Pearly.
Go ahead, quick.
Ms. Burrows.
Yes, sir.
You know, if day to day I will find a person on the news, they say they thought it was a man, but they find it was a female. Someone who to kill the young 26-year-old, 20-something-year-old chef by the fish fry.
Oh,
remember
no.
When the young girl that got killed, they say it was a woman who do it? You know if they did ever catch her?
I'm
why
not
why
sure.
ask you that? You, is it true that you was asking the question or facilitating or agitating for finding out why this lady from the Nassau Village area who child get killed was in charge, yeah?
Yes. I wanted to know if they had, if she
was charged. She was charged with criminal.
Important to do that.
Harboring a criminal.
You could tell us, Because why I said that right to Neil, we need more females standing up and saying what is right in spite of them being a female. We need more of them to do that. To Neil, mothers are a big problem. We'll never be in here without them. We can never pay them for what they do, but there's a big problem in a lot of this mess, what is going on. The disrespect and no respect and abusing children, girls and boys when they're small and expecting them to be something when they grow big. I mean, you can, to Jesus Christ, you can be things them in spite of what you go through, right? But these mothers, someone need to say something, put their foot down, maybe go and talk to them, assist them, because they feel like because they get a vagina, because they can reproduce, they can bring children in the world and treat them any kind how. Did you hear the what's up with a little, sorry, I don't know if your mother was 50 and the girl was doing something. Did you tell her mother how much she hated her and how she treated her when she grew up and she blamed her for a lot of things than what she got through in her life? It's so much people agree with what the young lady said, but it sounds so bad to say it. So I think we need to put our foot down. These mothers, them, they, it's all about the money to pay the bills, to pay the light bill. They treat their little girls, them, like prostitutes. They take the money from the little boys. Them, they, like, they's the leader of the gangs. They see the guns. They see the drugs. As long as the bills and the money is coming in, and then they will come on these TV crying when something happens. You won't see the fathers too much doing that. Some of them in the homes, you know, but they ain't get no say. Soon as she opened them out, oh, that's my child. The mother get all the rights. And they abusing these children. They monsters and bringing monsters out here to deal with us. Y'all keep up the good work,
thank
man.
You, Papa. I can let you hold your comments. We can take a quick break. Just before I go, I can read a couple of these texts. And I can, you can read them, like you're around me, but I can still read them. Good evening, Pearly. I hope that guest ain't Anton or that other woman. Please take control of your show. You cannot have Anton talking to you any kind of way like he did yesterday. Have a good evening. Thank you very much. Pearly, the PM has mixed views and Mitchell and AG about what they have said. We have the problem. Pearly, fix the problem. I can't fix it. I ain't in charge. Great show as usual. Prostitution is the world's oldest profession because of economics. A lot of people selling. Great show as usual. Usual women like two kids from bums, and then after four kids, she want to find a good man. Take care, Bart. Oh, boy. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we can talk a little bit more. Time almost out. This is Pearly, Talking Heads on a Good Friday.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat, unlike the no-gets. At KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Poissy, and Poissy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat, unlike the no-gets. At KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And we're back. Talking Heads with Naughty on a good Friday. It's Pearly in the house. Hey, Nassau Crew Sports presents Phil Snubs live at the Amphitheater on Saturday. That's tomorrow, January 13th. Join Phil Snubs, Nasheel Ellis. I always mess up that name. And Ira Starr and the Spank Band for an amazing night of pure Bahamian music. Sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo. General admission $50, $75 for VIP. SkyPods available. Get your tickets now on BahamasTickets.com. That's Phil Stubbs and Friends live, Nassau Cool Sport, tomorrow, Saturday, January 13th. You know, don't miss that. I can be there. I can see you in there. So, you got a couple more texts, and then we got smooth right into the 5 o'clock pearly. I love young folk. I did my part. Don't brag every day. I tell young men and women, learn a trade. And in the Bahamas, women in charge of all in our country. Good afternoon. You is not making sense about women taking men jobs, if they're talking to you.
All right.
If they qualified, then let, yeah, Gerard, if they qualified, let them work.
Yeah, I'm not saying.
Hold on, one more minute, I can let you answer him. I have an observation. The world has changed in the past 100 years. Women wear pants now, never before in history. Women them working and wearing pants like the man them. Oh boy, the Bahamian song said, "Woman in head and out in head. Woman is head in and out of bed."
It's not as easy to get raped wearing pants versus skirt, first of all. But it feels cool to me. I like wearing pants.
I love them all. It don't matter to me, but you will. That doesn't make whether you're a woman or man or nothing. Because nowadays, everybody wearing everything.
Yeah.
We got with the metro wear, the metro look and all that. So
yeah. When we talk about crime and stuff, we got to also look at the causes, like the root causes, right? So yeah. In 2010, uh-huh. They had a College of the Bahamas survey of about 330 or so inmates. And it revealed that 40% of them committed crimes due to their poor economic conditions. Many of them were employed, but most of them were underemployed. So we got to look at that too. There's so much things to look at. Like, where do you begin? Now, I don't have a university education. I have a technical and vocational education. Uh-huh. I did music business in Canada. Uh-huh. Life at Key Foundations gave me a scholarship. Thank you. And SG Ambrose.
Amen.
Gerard was saying off air how we put so much focus on academics that we forget to even realize the importance and necessity and value of trade industries and development and vocations in the Bahamas.
Yeah, because we think everybody should be the mathematician, the English major, and men, not everybody has academia in there. Not everybody can do science. So some people need to learn how, how to put this? I think it keeps a balance in society. If you have somebody who can build a house, somebody who can fix a car, who can fix an air conditioner, who can do electrical work.
But the issue is that we are labeled as a developing country. So if you're developing anything, then you need infrastructure.
Yes.
If you're focusing on academic, they are for developed countries where persons focus on academics, right? Because you have everything already. Your city is already designed properly. Your plumbing already work. Your electricity already working properly. Now, you're bored, so all you got to do is think about theories, right? Because that's what academic is, because you could go to UB for 4 years and study aeronautics, airplanes, right? And not know how to fly a plane, not be authorized to fly a plane. But you could go to a technical school, and in 2 years, you could be able to have your license.
And be a pilot.
And be a pilot.
And and fly 747s.
Right? But that's the difference, right? So academics, you only theorize on things. And right now, we have a bunch of people just sitting down theorizing and not understanding how to make this monetized because we don't have the infrastructure to monetize it, right? So if I was to go and say I want to be a agricultural soil scientist, right? How much farmers you think? How much farmers you think could afford me? How much local farmers you think here can afford me with my fancy degree, right? So sometimes we go so high and not understanding that the landscapers always get job, the plumbers always get job, the electricians always get job, right? The masseuse stores always get job because we have 8 million tourists that come here. Mm-hmm. We have to start focusing on the areas that are profitable with our developmental plan.
You know, I have a friend who had the same problem, came in with a master's degree back in the 90s and couldn't get a job because he was over-educated.
Mm-hmm. Because we don't have the framework to support that level of education.
The degree that he had. Carla, what you say? Carla, you're on the air.
It's along with you and your panel, Pearly.
What's up, bro?
All right, yeah. Today, I would say.
Everything cool, man?
Oh, wonderful. Naughty. I mean, pardon me.
I tell you, I'm the better looking one. All right, go ahead.
What's the subject of the topic of your
today? Yesterday we had a conversation. I just brought up, I ranted and raved about the level of crime in the Bahamas and 10 murders in 11 days. And a bunch of callers just had a lot of things to say. So we thought today we'll have two people come in and talk and give a little bit of rationale behind and try to come up with one or two things as to where we are and why we are varying crime and what are some of the problems. So you can get all these PhD fellas to come in here and talk, right? But I want people to talk to me on the ground who experience, and I can't get two better guests than I have today.
Well, you know, the people that has all the degrees and stuff, right? You know, they may grow up with youngsters, you know, but when they go and get that education, when they see where they're going, they're not checking for anybody other than to try to make some money.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. The thing is, the problem we have in the Bahamas. Now, I know because I visit all over the place. I'm a people person, okay? And I have great-grandchildren. Of course, they're born in the United States. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Of America, right? But what I've noticed, right? Most people don't have the time to educate youngsters. You'll be around the corners and stuff like that about the street. You'll see youngsters looking for something to do until they don't know what to do. So what they're doing? Doing foolishness. And you know what foolishness is? All kind of foolishness.
Because we on the job, we have to work till 6, 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night. We ain't doing 9 to 5. 9 to 5 out the window. I don't think anybody's working 9 to 5 anymore.
So the thing is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Children basically, you know, they may have their parents working, you know, but they are growing up themselves. And because they are growing up themselves, when they come from school, they're on the street.
Mm.
You know? Sometimes they don't even go to school, they're on the street. And they're causing a problem for themselves and other people. And that's the problem. And people doesn't have the time to put them in the proper way to go about life because you might see them doing foolishness. What happened? You go in about your business.
Too busy.
You might say something to them.
Too busy.
Sometimes you say something to them, they curse you and stuff like that. But you still try to help them. And that's the problem we have today. Most people, they know what's going on in our country. They know what needs to be done. But they're not checking because they have other priorities. You see what I'm saying? Somebody got to be on the ground to watch those children and know what they need.
Amen.
And help them.
Amen.
That's the way I see it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Let me show you something.
Okay.
Probably I used to teach, right?
Yeah, I know.
I got children out there, police, lawyer, nurses. You know, the thing is, you need somebody who loves children and who want to take their time, you know what I'm saying, and direct them in the right path.
I got you.
Other than that, ain't anything happening. You know, it's through all the corners. You know, children just running all around the street doing all kinds of foolish things, and nobody checking.
Mm. Yes, I agree.
And that's
with
the
you.
Problem we have with the Bahamas here.
And you know, I want to put in a little nugget there as well.
All right, bro.
Say it again?
Go ahead.
I want to put in a nugget there as well, right? And us as politicians, we have access to investors and persons that these persons in the community would not have knowledge of.
We need to, one second. The politician might come in the neighborhood once, you're on occasion, give the youngsters some hot dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's garbage.
Well, my thing is that we need to better strengthen those that are already doing, rather than trying to recreate the wheel every time it's politically beneficial for us. Because you have persons like right there on Wolf Road, right?
Great Commission,
Mr. Hanchel. You have persons like Foam. You have persons like Lend a Hand. And I do not see where we're using our political leverage to bring investments to them so that they who already are professionals are doing the job, we strengthen them, right? Instead of us now trying to find 100 volunteers who haven't been screened for background checks.
Right. 100%.
Right. We don't know if they're there to fool with little boys and girls or if they're just for, right? But these persons, they have those mechanisms already built
in. So the nonprofit organizations that have been doing the work
for all this time
and have a proven track record, they've already vetted and done background checks on their volunteers and all this. These are the ones who you're saying the government should ensure have the level of funding and other resources and capacity to continue and not just continue, but to increase the level of work that they're doing. Because without them, this country would be going to hell.
They know how to make a dollar stretch faster, easier than a politician would.
Yes.
Because they're in the business of stretching.
But you know what the problem is? The nonprofit organization can get the light. And I ain't getting the light. I used the politician.
The limelight.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm the politician.
Your limelight should be the development of your community, right? Your limelight should not be spotlighted to one specific function, but your limelight should show the development of your community. The holistic growth of your community is something that you should be able to brag about.
And
the events that are happening in your community.
The first thing we have to do is once we get elected, we got to forget what color shirt we wear and just look at everybody as one.
This is why I believe in the separation here. We have local government, apparently. I don't believe it's correct to call it actual local government on the Family Islands, but we need real local government throughout the Bahamas and implemented in New Providence so that we have 10, 12 council people or whatever looking at the needs of a certain district and dealing with those local level needs while we allow parliamentarians to do what should be their primary purpose.
I agree.
In terms of legislating.
Let's take this caller. I'm a big supporter of local government. I already campaigned for Chippenham area.
Well, I want to be a part of that.
Let's take this caller.
Right.
Call you on the air, really, and I can give you on the last, say, 30 seconds to close because we're just about at 5. Call you on the air. You got 30 seconds.
Thank you. Good day, Pearly.
Hi, baby girl. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. Listen, I'm branching up what Brayman was talking about.
Uh-huh.
These teachers are not the way they used to be one time ago, you know. I had a teacher that told my daughter in school that she wanted some money and my daughter would not give her any. She told my daughter she it's a pleasure to give her money because what she is doing for them is a favor.
Oh no!
By teaching them, that she don't have to teach them.
No,
she could be all over the world doing anything else.
Then go over the world and do everything else.
Exactly. You understand me? Okay. I had another teacher the other day. My son had to call me to school for the teacher because the teacher refused to call me. Whatever happened, he felt like how she was dealing with it was wrong, and she refused to call me when I went to the school. I'm not one of those to carry on by when I reach. I went to ask her what was the problem, why didn't she call me? She didn't see the need to call me. She was dealing with it. What am I there for?
Wow.
So the teachers of yesterday, it's not the teachers of today. Some of these teachers, they, believe you me, they just tell the kids because she told him that he's not going to be anything. He's not going to go anywhere in life. The teachers that they are helping to shape this country in the way it's at. I know people refuse to see that, but that's the way it is. I've seen it at least three separate teachers in my
kids. I got to cut you because I'm getting to 5 o'clock.
I'm done.
Okay. Tadai, you got 30 seconds.
Okay, I'm in the entertainment and performing arts business, and I think lack of major investment in developing export industries such as that is a big problem. In 2016, on the campaign trail, I met a young man who said to me, "Tada, you might know me because I is a criminal and I've been in the paper." I say, "Yeah, I remember your name." I say, you doing the right thing now?" He say, yeah, but I won't be a rapper like you. And I was like, "I ain't got nothing to offer you." And at the end of the day, if Ronnie Butler said what you said, these politicians don't want to empower artists and entertainers to be economically well off in this country because the politicians believe that they are the celebrities. And they are. That's our fault.
Gerard, close it up.
So I like to refer back to Bahamian history to understand how to do things in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be the change that we want. You talk about local government, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. My approach is different. I'm taking the approach that the numbers boys took. I'm going to do my thing and then let the government come in and regulate it afterwards. But we have to be able to act now and not pander to the government waiting on them, right? It needs immediate action now.
Amen. Amen. Lady, thank you for coming.
Thank you, sir.
Brother, yes. Always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you at the comedy show soon, right?
Yes, sir.
This has been Pearly's Minute. Informative, intellectual, intelligent, super conversation with these two beautiful people, and I really appreciate it. This has been Pearly and Talking Heads. When we come back, we can talk about my Dolphins. That's why I dress like this today. Sports talk. This has been Pearly Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be back.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand-bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
And welcome back to Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is Pearly in the house. Time to talk sports. And tomorrow, the playoffs start. I am excited. You don't think the Dolphins can get beat? Plenty of you don't think my Dolphins can get beat. I'm letting you know this now. I will tote my blows on Monday if we lose. But Lord have mercy on y'all if we win. I'm letting you know this now. Be prepared. I really believe that Miami will be the upset bird for the week, and we will take out those Kansas City Chiefs. I look forward to it. So what's happening, everybody? It's Friday. Every time I say it's Friday, I start to do my line from "It's Friday." It's Friday. You ain't got no job. You ain't got to do. No, but you can't do that today. Today in sports history, today is Friday, the 12th day of January, 2024. In 1906, the forward pass was legalized by the Football Rules Committee. In 1921, Kennesaw Mountain Landis became the first commissioner of baseball. In 1946, the Cleveland Rams were granted permission to move to Los Angeles. In 1958, Major League Baseball players Stan Musial and Johnny Padres were guests on the Ed Sullivan Show. In 1960, Dolph Schayes of the Syracuse Nationals became the first pro basketball player in the NBA to score more than 15,000 career points. In 1966, Red Auerbach
won his 1,000th game as coach of the Boston Celtics. In 1969, the New York Jets defeated the Baltimore Colts 16-7 in Super Bowl III. It was the first victory for an AFL team over the NFL team and was considered a huge upset. This was the first time Super Bowl was officially used as the name for the game. If I'm correct, Broadway Joe Namath, predicted that victory, if I'm correct. In 1993, it was announced that the Mario Lemieux Pittsburgh Steelers had Hodgkin's disease. In 1999, Mark McGwire's 70th home run ball was sold at an auction in New York for $3 million to an anonymous bidder. In 2000, the Charlotte Hornets guard Bobby Fields was killed in a crash during a drag race. In 2002, Brendan Shanahan, Detroit Red Wings, got his 1,000th career point in the 5-2 win over the Dallas Stars. In 2004, Cam Neely, number 8, was retired by the Boston Bruins. And in 2016, the NFL approved St. Louis Rams owner Stan Kroenke plans to move the Rams back to Los Angeles. So remember now, same day, back in the day, where they moved from Cleveland to L.A., to St. Louis, to L.A. Where the Rams are now? Can't remember. In L.A. Sports quote, each warrior wants to leave the mark of his will, his signature, an important axe he touches. This is not the voice of ego, but the human spirit rising up and declaring that it was something to contribute to the solution of the hardest problem, no matter how vexing. Pat Riley. And you know, Pat Riley was the Lakers coach as well as the Heat coach and now the Heat president. He was a player for the Lakers too. Sports, on the page of The Guardian, Edgecombe has his sights set on three schools. That's Vijay Edgecombe. He's looking at Duke, Kentucky, and he'll be going to Kentucky. This kid is good. I saw this article and I heard about him, but I saw something, a post about him and showed him, this kid got handles. He's going to be our next superstar in the NBA from the Bahamas. Bahamas clash in NCAA action and BCF staging its national championships. That's the Bahamas Chess Federation, its national championship. I used to play chess, and I got into it, and then I went and taught my cousin Bernard how to play chess. Came back 30 days later, I could not beat him once, and that discouraged me from wanting to play. I know that ain't right, but that's the truth. Crime will remain high. Just listen to the Chief Justice's response. I just want to read these last couple of texts. I always pray. Ben is naughty coming back. Really, you cool, but Jews be scared to read texts instead of facing them head on like naughty does. Show might be a little too rough for you, my guy. Just my observation. So I read it for you, right? I ain't never scared. All right? So, you know, it's not afraid to read texts, you know. I just ain't gonna read foolishness. So if you put something that can make me look bad, why I can read that? Just because you text it to me? Gots to be joking. So it ain't nothing about being scared. It's about being proper and doing the right thing. So if you send me a text like you just criticized me, I took that. And I read that to you. I don't have a problem with that. I ain't perfect, and I'm still a rookie. I'm still learning this game. This is my first year in doing talk shows, so I'm not the best. And I will one day hopefully be there. But at this point now, I'm learning how to do this thing. So I'm not going to be the best. I'm not going to do it all right. I'm going to miss sometimes. And when I do, I don't mind you telling me, you know. Because I only can learn from that. I ain't going to get vexed, but I can answer you. I ain't going to get puffed up, but I can answer you. And I ain't going to be pouting, but I can answer you. Because if I think you're saying sense, I can tell you. So you tell me I'm scared to read texts. I read that text where you criticize me. But what I'm saying is, if you text me, and not you text them, if anybody texts me foolishness or anything disparaging, I'm not going to read. I try to read all the texts. And then I get a lot of texts come in and sometimes a lot of calls and all that, and I don't get a chance to do it. That's why I took in the spots I would read those two texts that were left over. So there, I did it. And remember this. Nassau Cruise Sports presents Phil Stubbs Live. It's Nassau Cruise Sports and Zaymar Production presents Phil Stubbs Live this January 13th. Also performing Nisa LS and Ira Starr and the Spank Band. Tickets, $50 general admission, $75 VIP, available at BahamasTickets.com at the Plantation Bar and Grill, Caves Heights, and Miniso at the Mall at Marathon. Doors open at 7 p.m. Showtime is at 9 p.m. Be there. Got a caller? Let's go right straight to the phone lines. Not a problem. Carly, on the air? Carly, you there?
What do you say, Pearly? What's happening?
My brother, I'm here in top shape. Dressed down in my Dolphin. I got my Dolphin jersey on. I get my Dolphin hat on. And I wear my Dolphin mask and all today.
Yeah, man. That's called pre-celebration.
Yes.
Pre-celebration. You gotta wing it in.
Yes. Build that victory. Build us across that winning line. So what's up, my brother?
We can beat them Indians tomorrow, them Chiefs.
What'd you say?
Did you find out if we pick up anybody else?
No, I know. I was looking at the injury report. I know Xavier Howard is out.
Oh, man.
And then you get a couple of Waddle, and then they're questionable. When you say questionable, odds are they can play.
Waddle and Mostert.
They can play. Armstead is playing. I see Eichenberg is going to play tomorrow. Robert Hunt is going to play. So, whether they be 100% or not, they didn't do a lot of practice, and they did some walkthroughs.
Wilson Jr., he
played. Yes, he played last time, and he'll play. So I think the one factor is that Xavier Howard is not going to play.
All right.
That don't bother me so much, because they ain't like the wide receivers in Kansas City can burn all our quarterbacks. So
that's some serious weather for us.
That's serious weather for everybody. I don't want you to think because that's in Kansas City. You think they used to be in the 30 below zero weather? I know about that weather. I've been in that. That don't play.
Yeah, that don't play at all. I've been in that too.
You know, baby, I'll be being wise today to run behind a tree to use the bathroom, not Odell.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I know how the weather is. Is the temperature for Kansas City is going to be below zero. Yes. The field's going to be cold, but they have certain apparatus in place. They're going to have warming machines all on the sidelines and all that stuff that keep the players somewhat warm. Your adrenaline is going. So it ain't like I don't want to sound too over-optimistic, but it ain't like you're freezing your butt off.
That's when you separate the man from the boys.
And champion from contenders.
Yes. Listen, what's going on with Lakers again this year?
Listen.
Y'all getting half killed with the beating, and Boston get half killed last night. What's going on?
Listen to me. This is what,
y'all
January?
Y'all under 500.
Yes, we 18 and 19 or something like that, right?
Y'all 18 and 19.
Yeah, I honestly don't know what's going on with my Lakers. I really don't know. I mean, if you had Naughty, and Naughty will tell you one name, LeBron James.
It only could be him.
But is it him, and he's the only one playing? The rest ain't playing?
No. Last year too.
No, but him, AD, and Reeves is starting, and the fellas come off the bench and ain't producing. Ready to go on the bench and sit down and rest. Ain't nobody doing anything.
But, you know, I see fellas as shine when LeBron James out, you know.
Not this year, Lakers team. Our bench play has been terrible.
What I'm saying is, when LeBron James leave a team,
team
start to shine.
But Cleveland, they shine today.
Well, they shine after he left. They ain't shining now.
Okay.
And Boston, Milwaukee, well, you called that one last night. You said Milwaukee was going to beat them.
Yeah.
You called that last night. I was thinking differently from that because Boston playing ball.
So was Milwaukee.
And I think San Antonio went last night too, eh?
I think your boy had a triple-double. Was it last night he had a triple-double? Huh? Did I dream that or did I hear that? I have a habit, I don't turn my TV off, it stays on ESPN at night, so sometimes I'll be sleeping through the night and hear certain things.
I think they did, I'm not sure.
No, they didn't play last night. That was the night before last.
Oh.
You had the Cleveland beat the Nets, Milwaukee beat Boston, Milwaukee trounced Boston,
Milwaukee
Oklahoma, mashup, it was embarrassing, beat them by 62 points.
Smart. I wonder who was missing in Boston last night for them to get beat that bad.
No. That ain't a bad beating compared to what Portland get do last night.
Portland
get beat 77-139.
Yeah,
62 points.
Well, Boston got beat, but Portland got roasted.
No, Portland got... When the fellas, they get beat, like punch the powder.
Annihilated.
Yes. And then the Mavericks... I think I picked the Knicks to beat the Mavericks last night. The Mavericks pulled it off.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie Irving put up 44 points, 10 assists.
Well, I just sitting back and waiting for Green Bay to put something on Dallas.
So you know, if you see me doing the show by myself on Monday, you know what happened.
yeah, naughty, he takes it.
Yeah, you know what happened? And just before you go, my girlfriend played her butt off last night. She had 20 points, 18 rebounds, and 7 assists. LSU beat Texas A&M 87-70. I just want to point that out there.
That's good. That's
I have a serious crush on Angel Reese. I think she's the greatest thing in NCAA basketball.
Who is that?
Angel Reese.
Reese?
Angel Reese, yeah.
Oh, Angel Reese. Yeah.
She went to Maryland, and she transferred last year to LSU and led them to the national title, and she can lead them to the title again this year.
See, you're very diverse with this sports thing. Yeah, I don't watch women basketball.
No, I never watched a lot of it, you know. And just like last year.
Especially women college basketball.
But last year I started watching it, and I watched her. And I guess I started watching TikTok, and then she does a lot of TikToks. And then I say, let me check this young lady. And I started watching the game, and she's got game. And she got game, and what I like about her, she's a real lady. Okay? If you understand what I'm saying.
I got to Google her.
Google her. Angel Reese.
Angel Reese.
Number 7.
I'll see you on the next side, Alvin.
Okay, my brother. Take care.
All right.
Yeah, another caller. Name is the producer. Caller, you on there. How you doing?
Hey, good day. Naughty.
Oh, this is Pearly. Naughty going.
Oh, Lord. Naughty.
I run Naughty. I tell Naughty we talk crime. Yes, and people is mad. We talking at again today. So you can give me the day. What's up?
No, but you are good. Because then that political fool, Anton, you know what I mean? You give him too much... You know, credence to run on.
That's all right. You know.
That's all right.
That's fine.
All right. But anyway.
All right.
That poison is now talking with Naughty and Duck and being a take care Dallas.
Mystery Dolphin.
Yeah. That's the one who Naughty went bad.
Yeah.
But let him know, right?
Uh huh.
Dallas got on jets on the airport in Crooked Island. What you know? Prepared to go to Dallas. You know, take Naughty to see the game.
Okay. All right.
And another thing, I like Naughty say, man, we wishing you all, Dolphins, the best in the playoffs, right?
Uh-huh.
But one of my other friends tell me yesterday, say, because you know all the Bimini, is where I'm calling.
Yeah, Bimini and Bryland. Yeah. Bimini and Bryland is big Dolphin cities. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, a good thing, you know. But what he told me was, he said, but all the children in Bimini, you know what I mean? So they want their parents to be dolphins. You know why?
Why?
Because the children, them say, the dolphins don't beat nobody.
Oh, Lord. You know what? Bye. Bye. Have a good day, my brother. Enjoy your weekend. God bless you, all right?
See you later, man. All right, the best to you.
Yes, my brother.
Yeah, man.
Boy, listen. I telling y'all, get it in now. Because if we win, I will be that guy on Monday. You got another call on there, Mr. Producer? Carla, what you saying? Are you there, or did you get lost? I guess we lost that call, Mr. Producer. All right, let's take our first break. When we come back, we can talk some more sports. We can talk about the playoffs. We can look at each game. We can talk about each game. And we can see what happened in the NBA. We do our picks. And I think we get Rich Eisen can talk about that Dallas-Green Bay game in the Final 12. So, I was in the herd. I don't know which one I get. Anyway, I'll let you know who I got after the break. We'll take our first break. We'll be right back.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live.
at the all-new Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m. Showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasETickets.com.
General admission $50, 75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists. You're raking and scraping with Ira Storr, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo. Nassau Cruise Port, the place to be.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's. We put fashion at your feet.
Back. We're back. We're right here. You know, I took a little minute to come back because my phone rang, and I don't normally answer my phone, but it was on a break, and it was a veteran broadcaster said, "Don't worry about what they say, Pearly. You sound good. Yeah, you can get where you need to go." So, thank you, my brother. I appreciate that call. That's some encouragement right there. Don't you think so? So, Wild Card Weekend begins tomorrow. We got football Saturday, we got football Sunday, and we got football Monday. Couldn't ask anything better. Can you? Really? So let's take a look at the games. Who's playing who? And we'll talk a little bit about what, you know. So we got the Browns and the Titans. All right. And you got the Dolphins and the Chiefs tomorrow. So that's at 4:30, the Browns and the Titans. At 8:10, the Dolphins and the Chiefs. On Sunday at 1 p.m., Pittsburgh Steelers at the Buffalo Bills, the Green Bay Packers at the Dallas Cowboys at 4:30, and then at 8:15, the LA Rams at the Detroit Lions. And then on Monday at 8:15, the Philadelphia Eagles face the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So you got football Saturday, you just got football Sunday, and you just got football Monday. So you can just plan your day, plan your weekend. We got a caller. Let's take this caller, Mr. Producer. Are you there? Call you on the air? How you say?
Hey, buddy, what's going on, man?
In this corner, my brother. What's up?
No, listen, I wasn't really calling you to contribute to the show.
Okay.
But you guys have 2 tickets for me. I wonder where my 2 tickets is.
Oh, who?
Yeah, Venom. Your boy had the demo. The trivia.
Oh, for the thing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, I can put you on hold. The producer can take your name and number. I can touch base with Naughty, and I'll call you right back afterwards, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, let me just say, yeah, Mom, I don't know how you're Dolphins.
All my life, 52 year Dolphin fan.
I like to see Dolphins and 49ers and Super Bowl, but I don't know if you can be against City, man.
Watch, let's see what happens tomorrow.
I want, but the Dallas, they get issues.
I got you.
But I want to see. I don't want to see the Ravens. That took problems for the 49ers.
I got you. So you believe you could beat the Dolphins quicker than you could beat the Ravens?
I like to beat the Dolphins. Yeah, I know you beat the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Walking
fast. Well, you know, be careful for what you ask for.
Yeah. I asked for Dolphins. Send me Dolphins. I don't see Ravens.
Be careful for Dolphins. What you ask for. You might just get it.
Yeah, fine. Thank you very much. And you're not be a Super Bowl. And you'll see a crazy Super Bowl. Dallas and Miami.
If you see Dallas and Miami, this little island will rock.
That'd be some serious problems.
And whoever wins tomorrow, it's still gotta be the next day, still gotta be a holiday because this island will rock.
Yeah. But I wish Miami all the best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, don't hang up. The producer can take your call. Okay. And just get his name and number for me, Mr. Producer.
Thank you, man.
All right, my brother. You take care. Yeah.
Good. All right.
Boy, that listen. You can imagine if Dallas and Miami make it to the Super Bowl. Can you even fathom that? Wow. I think that might be the time we get to solve crime in this country, because I think that would be the one time that this whole country would come together to celebrate an event and in peace and love and collect. Go on. I can resist saying it. We have another call out. This is my call out. This is your call, Mr. Producer. That's you, eh? Oh, okay, that's now. You're taking that number. Okay, I see you come up red. I just was making sure. That would be, but seriously, seriously, to see the Dallas Cowboys and the Miami Dolphins in the Super Bowl. And I know some people are there talking. Oh, you're talking foolishness, Pearly. I know. I can hear you on your car cussing me snake right now, calling me everything but a child of God, telling me I'm dreaming and all that stuff. But I've seen stranger things happen in football. I've seen stranger things happen in sports. I just started watching it. I think I watch probably 40 of the Super Bowls. That makes sense? More than that. I watch about 50 Super Bowls. I watch about 50 Super Bowls, and I've seen some things happen. I watch Atlanta jump all over New England with a 28-point lead or a 20-some point lead at the halftime and lost the game. Because that then so-called, and I can't remember his name, I don't recall his name, offensive coordinator, don't understand you run the ball when you get a big lead. He won't throw everything. Stopping the clock, turning the ball over, and Tom Brady just went to work. Before he realized it was too late, momentum switch. And so I've seen it happen. Texter, the Lakers need to shuffle that lineup after the tournament. The fight have left the Lakers. Boy, I don't know. You might be right. Pearly, Browns playing the Texans, not Titans. That's what I said. I said Titans, my bad. And you know what? I cannot stand the Titans. My apologies. I don't like the Titans. I don't like Tannehill. Anything Tannehill playing for, I pull it against. Mr. Producer, give me this next call if I run on too much. Yeah. But Tannehill and run over the Titans. I do apologize. Yeah, the Browns are playing C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans. Call you on there.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Pearly, how you doing, man?
Thank God for life. Thank God for pain.
Yeah, Muff Rolia.
Hey, Muff.
In order for us to do what you want to happen, Tyree can't fumble no ball in the end zone.
I agree.
He can't drop no pass because that could have been a first down for us to continue to drive.
I agree.
So we didn't have to be in a fourth down position.
I agree.
And we need our defense to do the same second half what they put on Kansas City and Germany.
Uh-huh.
We need our defense to step up and do that.
On both halves. I got you. Hey.
On this, on Peacock, it's coming on Peacock. I come in now, I guess, by one Fire Stick and the fella programming it for all the sports and everything to make sure I could get that. Because I hear it on Peacock, and if you can't get Peacock, you wouldn't be able to get that game, right?
Probably not, but I don't know. Cable Bama's been doing some wonderful things, so it might happen on cable. But
oh, well, anyway, I just get my wife to get it.
My
I pay 75 for one, and to make sure the fella say I get all the sports in. I don't have no problem missing that. So, hey, and you're right yesterday, you know, it's 8 o'clock, it ain't 4:30.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, it could be 8 o'clock, so big game. So, like you say, it's cold for the day. And I look at the injury list, too. They get more injured than us.
They got them.
The
offensive lineman is out. He's hurt.
Right.
He's questionable. And then they got two wide receivers questionable.
Exactly. So, yeah. We injured, they injured. We got to play below zero. They got to play below, but I with you. I believe you can pull it. And in order to beat the chumps, you got to beat the chumps.
Rick Flair should say that. To beat the man, you got to beat the man, eh?
Exactly. So all right. This is our chance to prove it to the world.
Amen.
So, all right, Pearly. I'll talk to you after a good game off the morning.
All right, my brother. Take care, man.
All right. Be safe, man. Yeah,
you too, my brother.
Hey, don't listen to that text here. You did a good job, yeah?
Thank you very much.
Don't listen to that text, man.
All right.
Now, you say this is your first year?
Yes,
and you can't on, like, you're doing this all your life.
No, I just start out.
Yeah, you guys say you have an excellent show, yo.
Thank you, my brother.
If I listen in there, you have an excellent show.
I do appreciate
that. And you're talking sense.
I do appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right, Chris.
Okay, all right. Listen, I hope I can get on this. Really get my head in the smell there. But I do appreciate it. Thanks, Muff. I appreciate it a lot. But, you know, I don't know what I can do after the season over. No, I do know what I'm going to do. I do know what I can do. The Dodgers... The L.A. Dodgers, that's what I could be doing. I am excited about what's going on. I really don't want football to end, but kind of wanted to hurry up end so baseball can start. And I mean, I know it's crazy, but, man, I'm excited about my Dodgers this year. I am excited about what the Dodgers can do this year. We have another call on the line, Mr. Producer. Call you on the air. What's up?
Hey, Pearly.
Yes, sir.
You know, and I talk about them kids from Bimini.
Uh-huh.
They'll joke a crack on you, right? But boy, pulling hard for Dolphin and Cowboys Super Bowl for 2 years.
Okay. I think it would be great. I think it would be great. I mean, other football fans don't want to hear that. And I understand that. That's cool.
Yeah, man.
But I think it would be great. The ratings would be off the charts.
Yeah, Naughty know. That's right.
But me and Naughty talk about that all the time. We talk about that all the time. All
right, later. Take care.
Okay. Uh-huh. And you see, if you see Dallas and Miami beat the North, me and Naughty can draw a super, super bold body. Because that you can see that happen too often. That's been a long time. And it ain't going to be no 24-3 romping. Let's get that straight. Let's get that straight right now. So, like I say, I can't wait for baseball. You know, the Dodgers have done some fantastic things. It, you know, got people excited. I like what the Yankees have been doing. You know, they've been putting together a nice little team. I like what Boston has done. The Giants have made some moves. You know, the Cubs, I don't know. Interesting news. Alabama hiring Kellen Dobert. Dobert has informed Washington he's taking the job at Bama. He's expected to tell players soon. So that's the Washington coach who took his team to the NCAA championships. He is actually going to Alabama. I wonder how much they have to pay. Because, you know, you have to buy these fellas out. See, the same thing that's you. Let's quit the job and give my 2 weeks' notice and go. So I'm wondering how much money they'll have to pay him. Okay, here it is. $12 million. So in order for Alabama to get him, they got to write Washington a check for $12 million. And then they got to negotiate his contract. I thought Danning, the coach at Oregon, might have been the guy. But, boy, that's interesting. That's interesting. He's done a fantastic job in Washington. Penix, the quarterback that is going to be a high pick. He's got some great wide receivers there. And he's going to get about $10 million a year. So that's a $20-some million move just to get in. Boy, they must be really wanting. But he's a good coach. He's a really, really good coach. And he offers a lot. I like that move. I think that's going to be good. I think the Crimson Tide have done well. Be interested to see if Mr. Kansas City, Georgia, have comments about what Alabama's done. Call you on the air.
You do your girl Reese, yeah, man. I watched her in the championship last year, but she don't play.
She
played dead good. Yeah, and I guess I started watching the women's basketball too. But Caitlin Clark was carrying on bad, but everyone thought she'd make it to the championship. But your girl make it there, and your girl win, and everything. And I want to say congratulations to the Harbert family too, because that was a good game Monday night. That's an excellent. The two brothers are champions now.
Yep.
Yeah, and the father is a coach. And it was an excellent game. So, your girl, are you looking for them to go to the championship again?
I'm looking for them to be there. It ain't gonna be an easy road this time. And Caitlin has her eye open for a championship. One thing, but if you don't guard that woman when she comes over the half court line, you would probably, because she get a 3-pointer from out there.
She is the Michael Jordan of the women's basketball.
She is a scoring machine.
Scoring machine, man. She didn't break no records after records.
Yes.
She didn't break records.
I like her. I like her as a player.
I like her. Yeah, just like you, but I started tuning into that and it was very exciting.
It is.
That was a good game Monday night, though.
Michigan. Michigan is a complete team.
That quarterback for Michigan, he was getting on bad.
Watch me. Yeah. Michigan can put maybe 5 to 6 players in the NFL draft in the first two
rounds. Agree. I think so too.
They got some good players.
All right, then. Well, I don't get that in. Let me let someone else get in, man. All right, we can talk.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, Angel Reese. She can play ball. I just let my eyelashes get a little longer though, Angel. Look at them. Get a little longer. Okay. We got the Herd coming up. He's going to give us an analysis of, and particularly the Dallas, of the playoffs. You can talk more about that Dallas-Green Bay game. Can Green Bay upset Dallas? A lot of people starting to ask that question. I don't know why. But let's take a little look at what's happening. Okay. You got the Cleveland Browns and the Houston Texans tomorrow. Cleveland is a 1.5-point favorite. And that's because of their defense. You know what? I can get into analysis, but I'm going to take this one more call because I want to talk about all the playoffs games one time, and then we'll just move into the commercial break and Herd. But producer, give me my caller. I can take him. Caller, you on the air. How you doing, man? Listen to the phone. Don't listen to the radio.
Hey.
What's up?
Willie.
Hey.
How it go?
All is well.
Listen, before I say what I need to say to you, right?
Uh-huh.
I want to say something that upstairs, brother, was talking to you, Muff Roll.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Muff.
This brother Wallace.
Muff can't. He really can't answer you, but go ahead.
Yeah, you can hear me.
Uh-huh.
I know you're still listening.
Okay.
I'm trying to reach you, man. We having something and we honoring you. So come a shout. I got a new number. That's all.
So you using me for commercial? I can charge you for this, you know. I'm very expensive. Go ahead.
I just need him to shout out me because I know what's wrong with his number. His number look like it messed up.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to reach him.
All right.
431-87-05, Muff. Come on, show. Hey, Pearly.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you something, right?
Okay.
Now, I hear you all was talking about what the thing there? But they say the game going to be thingamin and you got to have some kind of app or something.
Oh, the Fire Stick he's talking about. Peacock. Peacock is NBC, is an NBC affiliate.
Yeah, I think Cable Bahamas said they're going to work with us.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they said they're...
No, I think Cable Bahamas will have the game on. I think they'll have the game on.
Yeah, they'll have the game on.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you something.
Okay.
On a positive note.
Yes.
You think that because of the cold weather, that wouldn't give us more motivation because of the way people talk about we
ain't no cold weather, there. See, I won't say that, but I was hoping somebody else say that. Thank you so much. They said we couldn't play in Buffalo last year. We had our third string quarterback give Buffalo the run all the way to the end.
Right.
Thompson, my namesake, gave him a good run. So
he was the third string.
Yeah. So anything can happen. See, there's a saying, that is why Chris Berman is my favorite announcer. He always says, this is why we play the game. We can talk it, you know. And everybody talking and everybody pulling against the Dolphins. Okay.
I was listening to my man today. What he name? Who was the GM for Miami?
Ooh, Jimmy Johnson.
Right now he's more like an analyst. I forget what he name. He's
Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan. Jimmy Johnson.
No, this one he was the GM.
Oh, I can't remember. I don't know.
I think his name started with B. I try to remember his name, man.
What do you have to say anyway?
No, what he was saying is, the Dolphins get a better chance.
There are one or two people who think that.
Because of the running backs there.
Uh-huh.
Because in that type of weather, you need strong running backs.
You do. You need strong running backs. Because they get bruising. And listen, right. When you see this big thing running up through the line, you ain't trying to warm, tackle them too quick because it hurt.
And they say with Tyree and your boy coming back, Waldo, with this.
Waddle.
They ain't got to do no thing. All they got to do is get a little, 2-3 yards.
Uh-huh.
Once they get the ball, it could be problems. Them running, them cornerbacks.
We can see
how speedy they is, and you know it wet. We can be in the ground, gonna be a little kind of slippery.
We can see.
Yeah. So I listen to me. I honestly believe the Dolphins can beat them. Go to Buffalo, beat Buffalo, and then can embarrass whoever they meet.
Buffalo got to beat Pittsburgh first.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's true. Buffalo got to beat Pittsburgh. That's another challenge.
All right.
But I believe I'm going to beat the Browns. I'm going to beat
the Browns got to beat the Houston tomorrow first?
The Browns can beat them.
All right. We can see.
Yeah. But listen. You need the Browns to beat them. Because I think only the Browns would be able to beat the Ravens. The Browns beat them in regular season.
Yeah, know? I know that.
Okay. See that defense with the
Browns. Next time, if Miami buck the Ravens, Miami can beat them. Watch that, okay?
Exactly, because guess what? They don't know the recipe now. Let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
That's what caused us to get beat in that game. If you watch that game, look at how they wasn't rushing him like that. Them kind of quarterback would sit down in the pocket, drop back deep, and sit down in the pocket. They pick you to pieces. But if you're rushing them and keeping them off balance, they throw all kind of interception. Watch what the Browns did with them.
All right.
Watch what the Browns did with them.
We can see.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, my brother.
Okay, bro.
Thanks for calling. Have a happy weekend.
Likewise.
Okay, let's get to the picks, and then after the picks, we get to the break, and after the break, the herd is gonna talk about the playoffs, and particularly the Dallas Green Bay game. The picks brought to you by Island Games. Let's see now. The Cleveland Browns, the Houston Astros. The Cleveland Browns are the Houston Texans. Cleveland's 1.5-point favorites. Let me tell you something. C.J. Stroud is the real thing. That kid is the real deal. I can say it. He's the second coming of Dan Marino. I said it. But for real, I pick Houston. I think Houston is going to be the upset. Miami Dolphins and the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs are 4.5-point favorites. It's cold. It's going to be below zero with a mention of 30 below. Believe me, I know my Darrella. That don't play. I pick the Dolphins in the upset. On Sunday, 1 o'clock game, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Buffalo Bills. I saw one Pittsburgh game, but I think Buffalo got that's too much. I think Pittsburgh's going to make it an interesting game. Going to take you all the way, and then at the end of the day, Buffalo's just going to send them home. Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys, same thing. Love, he's the real deal. I see why now that Green Bay decided they wanted to get rid of Aaron Rodgers. This kid can play football, and this kid is going to be a superstar in the league one day. I think the Packers going to give the Cowboys a good run, but Dak is just too much. CeeDee Lamb is just too much. I actually take Dallas in the points. The LA Rams and the Detroit Lions. I love what Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions have done this year. This is their first NFC division title in 30 years. Great team. Super defense. Not super defense. Good offense. But I've been picking that. I've been saying for the last 4 weeks, do not sleep on the Rams. I think the Rams will upset them and move on. Take my word for it. On Monday night, the Philadelphia Eagles at the Tampa Bay Bucks. The defending NFC title are scrapping, battling. And I don't know. Everybody thinks this is a big upset and Tampa Bay is going to send the Bucks, the Eagles home. I think the Eagles are going to send a strong message and let them know, hey, we had a rough regular season this playoff time. And we're going to spike these fellas. And I will take the Eagles and all the points, the whole 3 points they get, I'll take the Eagles and the points. And there you have it. Eagles over the Buccaneers, Rams over the Lions, Cowboys over the Packers, Bills over the Steelers, Dolphins over the Chiefs, and the Houston Texans over the Cleveland Browns. Book it. And call me Monday and tell me if I'm wrong. This has been Pearly. It's been a great day. We're going to go to the break. Colin, the Herd is going to talk about the playoffs, and particularly the Dallas-Green Bay game. It's been a good 2 days talking to you. I hope we get something done. I hope some good ideas came out of the conversation. Thank you for all the calls. Thank you for all the texts. Thank you for everything. Thank you. Even the criticisms, I take. I don't have a problem with that at all. I read my last two texts. Hey, Pearly, what you think the Dodgers' chances are the D-backs waiting for you? Dodgers win the World Series. And Mike Tannenbaum, you're correct. Thank you very much. It's been Pearly. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Please, people, be safe out there. Don't want to hear no more murders over the weekend. Please be safe and stay warm. This has been Pearly filling in for Naughty and Talking Heads on the weekend. Have a great, great weekend. Take care of yourselves.
Spice up your taste buds this season with the new Jalapeno Rodeo Burger at Burger King Nassau. Each bite of the Jalapeno Rodeo features a classic flame-grilled beef patty, pepper jack cheese, crunchy fried onions, and a spicy jalapeno kick, topped with barbecue and chipotle sauce served on a soft potato bun. The Jalapeno Rodeo Burger is even tastier in a combo with our new half-seas, half onion rings, and half french fries with a drink, or cool it down with the new and delicious creamy floats collection at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Secure your financial future with RF Bank and Trust. Explore the RF Secured Balance Fund, designed for long-term financial security. This diversified fund offers both growth potential and a steady income source. Plan for the long term with a recommended minimum investment of 5 years. With over 2 decades of experience, RF Bank and Trust is your expert in preserving and growing wealth. We're your local private bank, connecting you with the best local and international investment opportunities. Don't miss the chance to secure your financial future with RF Bank and Trust.
We're going to have some of the coldest football games on record this weekend, so why not bring in a Packer?
James Jones, who played in a game in Chicago once that was chilly. You had a playoff game against the Giants.
My goodness.
Eli came in there and won. That was the Plaxico Burress game.
Yes, I think that was the third coldest game in NFL history.
Okay, so let's go back to that game. That was negative.
I think it was like negative 25, close to 30.
What did it,
with the wind chill.
Did you even go out for the pregame?
I never went out. So, you know, this is one of those positive things that I never went out. Because even when it was sunny, I never went out to, like, warm up and do none of that type of stuff. I always did my little stretching and warming up in the locker room, come out with the team. But one thing I do remember about that game, number one, right when you walk outside, toes frozen, fingers frozen.
Immediately.
Yeah, everything's body catch. You know what I mean? Like, to be honest with you, to be honest with you, Aaron would look at me in the huddle like, you open? Nah. This is the only time I'm not open when it's ice cold like this. You're about to break my fingers. But I remember we had what's the little stuff you drink? The broth. We had the little chicken broth on the sideline.
You did.
Right? And I remember like, man, I need to go over here and get me some chicken broth. I went over there, that thing was slushy. That's how cold it was.
So they brought hot broth
They brought hot broth out there for us to drink, and they set them down for a good little 5 minutes. You go, the thing was slushy. I said, see? So I always used to say, man, these cold weather games, every team needs to have a dome. We don't need to be playing with none of this cold weather. Get teams in the dome. And then I remember playing in Chicago. It was funny because this was Brett Favre's last year. And playing in Chicago in 2007, we didn't need to play. We didn't need to win. We already were locked in. I think
Favre
we were like,
throws a hard ball.
So I think we were like 13-2 or something at the time. So we didn't need to play. And I remember coming out of halftime and everybody's in the locker room like, man, how can I put this North Face jacket on under my uniform and all? That's how cold it was out there in Chicago. And I remember trotting out for halftime. We had six people on kickoff team. Coach Mike was going crazy. Everybody's still running out the locker room. Everybody was trying to get as much heat as they could get. Then we get the ball and the very first play, Brett is so cold, Brett can't even talk. So he like, break. And we all said break like we knew the play. A break. We all said break like we knew because it didn't know what the play was. But we like, we're not finna stand here. And this other was too cold.
So, for the record, our staff just looked it up. You missed by 1 degree.
1 degree.
The 2008 NFC Championship game, minus 24 wind chill. So I was on a mountain about a month ago. I went skiing. And it was like 7 degrees. And it was a little windy at the top, not at the base. And I asked somebody when I came off the mountain, they said, like, it's minus six.
Yeah.
Minus six. I had ski stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm out. Yeah. And I love skiing. I was like, I'm out.
I'm
so
with you.
I can't imagine.
Oh, my God.
And you said it's all body catch.
Oh, man.
So that's why I said it actually plays in Miami's favor because they have two viable running backs.
Yep.
I think Miami's looking at it thinking, you guys don't think we're built for this.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Tyreek Hill,
jet
sweeps.
Yep.
Tyreek Hill reverse. I can get the ball to Tyreek Hill.
And not only that, even if it's just really quick passes, two-yard passes, and let them boys, let Waddle and Tyreek Hill take them thanks for 10, 15 here and there. But you got two backs with Mostert and HN that could really fly. The cold weather might help them out because, you know, Kansas City don't want to stick with the run like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I got to ask you, for Jordan Love, it's his first playoff game. He's made a remarkable pivot.
Absolutely.
To playing it safe to just a baller.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to your first playoff game, or at least your first roadie.
Yeah.
I would argue, this is weird, I'd rather, if I was a quarterback, I want to be a dog on the road. I love the idea. Yeah. Listen, he's played some pretty good road games. Mm-hmm. In a weird way, I think, no pressure.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've seen Aaron at Lambeau.
Yeah.
That pressure's on you.
No doubt.
I kind of think this works out for Green Bay.
Well, I think Jordan Love's in a really good spot right now anyway because nobody's expecting him to do anything.
That's right.
You know, so on the road, at home, I mean, he's took this team to the playoffs. It was looking shaky, you know, start of the season and all that, you know. Not even the way he was playing, but even just record-wise, you know, like, are they going to make the playoffs? And now he's playing at an extremely high level. He has them in the playoffs. And let's just be honest, who's picking them to beat the Cowboys on the road? Nobody. You know, so with that being said, I mean, this kid can go out there, be aggressive, You know, Coach LaFleur can call an aggressive game. And at the end of the day, you don't really got to worry about making no mistakes. If you lose this game, they're going to say the Cowboys was the better team. The Cowboys was rolling. You was on the road. Kudos to the young fella, you know, first rookie quarterback in a very long time to take his team to the playoffs. All this is going to be said about him. So for him, I think he's in a really good situation right now. Relax, breathe, at home, in the parking lot, on the road. Like, just go out there and sling the ball and have some fun.
Did you sense that playoff games felt different?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Practice, the game.
Yeah, practice, the mindset, the speed of the game. That's one thing that people don't understand. Preseason is one speed, right? Regular season is another speed. Playoffs is a whole different speed. Super Bowl, it feel like 22 people's on defense.
Really?
That's how fast the game is moving. The first pass I caught in the Super Bowl, I felt like I got hit by five people, and I'm like, how many people's on the field? Like, I just came from the regular season, like, being able, you know, getting some yak. I'm like, how many people's on this field? That, like, you know that this is the last game of the season, and everything is on the line, because the effort, the speed of the game, everything's extremely fast. So it is going to be a different speed for Jordan Love when he goes out here. It's nothing you can prepare for in practice. It's nothing you can do for him in practice. He's going to have to get out there these first couple drives, and he might be looking like this in the camera once or twice, because it is going to be a fast football game. Just settle down, young fella, and go play.
For the record, Green Bay starts very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
They've been a very good first drive, second drive team. I think that's really important at Dallas.
No doubt.
Dallas tends to play downhill. Mm-hmm. Dak's also not quite the same quarterback trailing.
100%.
Yeah. So certain teams in this league, Buffalo for years, they play downhill. They're great with a lead.
No doubt.
Slow them down a little bit, take a lead, make them think. You look at all these coaching situations. Like, Pete Carroll was always a player's coach. Mm-hmm. I told J-Mac, I'm like, Seattle's got two tight ends, receivers, corners, tackles.
Very
I like
good football team.
I think they
good have. D-line. Very good football D-line. Team.
It's funny. People, maybe it's because it's way up in the Northwest, and they say, well, they don't have a quarterback. Well, Geno certainly for a year is more than capable.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, you look at all these job openings. We had the job openings earlier. Yeah. If you're a coach, which one attracts you? So you have Washington, Chargers, Raiders, Seahawks, Titans, Panthers. Panthers is obviously caution tape.
Yeah.
Falcons. Is there one of those there?
Well, for me, it's the Raiders, Chargers. But if I had to pick one and I'm a head coach, if James Jones is about to take a head coaching job, you have a franchise quarterback with the Chargers.
And that's,
you know, and I think that's where you start your organization with. Every organization is looking for that franchise guy. The one that has them are building around them, and they are really good football teams.
Yeah.
And if you don't have them, you're looking for one. So for me, you know, with having Justin Herbert over there being the head coach, especially if you're a defensive-minded head coach, you're like, listen, I'll get this defense right. I know I have some superstars on that offensive side of the ball, you know, in Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, you know, the young kid, the first rounder, and then the superstar at the quarterback spot. So I think that's the sexiest job right now out there, strictly because you have a franchise guy ready to go.
So Max Crosby, one of my favorite NFL players.
Baller.
Great guy, too. Mm-hmm. Great guy. So I've talked to Max multiple times at UFC fights.
Yeah.
We always end up in the press room three or four times. Really like him. He put out a tweet today, like, hire
100%
AP. Mm-hmm. Listen, if Vrabel... You know, Brady now may own a part of the team. His guy is Vrabel. If they didn't hire Antonio Pierce, mutiny, Max Crosby, you think it'd be ugly?
I do. I truly do think it'll be ugly, because the way Antonio Pierce has this locker room right now, I've never seen a head coach have this locker room. And I've been around some close locker rooms. I've been around some really close football teams. Coach Mike was excellent at getting the locker room. You know, Coach Mike always used to preach to us 24/7. The most talented teams don't win Super Bowls. The closest teams do. So he was all about the locker room. When you look at Antonio Pierce, you see these guys after a game, whether it may be a loss, whether it may be a win, when you see these dudes at practice, how close this team is, how much they love this dude, how much of a stranglehold he has on this locker room, I think it's going to be some very upset superstars, including Max Crosby, if AP don't get this job. I do.
Wow. That's intense.
Yeah.
So Mike McCarthy obviously was your coach.
Mm-hmm.
You say that when players, there's a speed for different levels of football.
Yeah.
I remember, I grew up with a coach, you wouldn't remember him, named Chuck Knox. Mm-hmm. There was also Marty Schottenheimer. They were known as coaches that got tight in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And so there's a different, you know, there's more on the line. Does McCarthy change anything? I mean, you say it's, do you look at Mike in the playoffs? Is practice more intense? Mm-hmm. Does his play calling change? Did you notice a different playoff, Mike?
No, play calling doesn't change. Practices change, right? You can tell that, you know, practices are more intense. You can tell he's more intense at practice, you know what I mean? Because he knows what's on the line.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The Guardian News Network Evening Report. I'm Chester Robarts.